This is Talking Business.
Joined now by Dr. Vikram Sharma, who's the CEO and founder of Quintessence Labs.
G'day, Thank you, Vikram. Thank you very much, Alan.
Now, I think you started out as a young man interested in physics, and then you did computer science at university, but you had an experience at Stanford that brought the two things together. Tell us about that.
Indeed. I had the very good fortune to have the opportunity to attend the Sloan program at Stanford, which was typically designed for mid-career people in Fortune 500 companies that were looking to gain experience and be groomed for the highest level executive positions.
What were you doing at the time?
I had been running a IT consulting company in Canberra, doing a lot of work with federal government at the time. So this was a real opportunity to expand my horizons and have the opportunity to interact with people. I think they were drawn from 22 countries and across some of the best-known brand names in terms of companies from right through from Sony to Motorola to General Motors and NASA included. It was an amazing experience. As much as you gained from the program, really gained a lot from just interactions with friends and colleagues. But at the conclusion of the program, I thought I'd take some time out and figure out the next step career-wise, especially with Stanford being in the heart of the Silicon Valley. And while I was doing that, I thought, let me indulge my passion from my undergraduate days and sat in on some classes on quantum physics. And they were taught by an eminent gentleman who was actually a Nobel laureate, Steve Chu, from 1997. Much as the physics was fascinating, the thing that really piqued my interest was the fact that, or the insight that we were now able to create quantum states that didn't naturally exist. And as a result of that, a whole host of new capabilities were about to unfold.
So you came back to ANU and did a PhD.
I did.
In that?
Surprisingly enough, right back at my doorstep, the ANU was embarking on some cutting-edge research in the applications of quantum technologies to cybersecurity. And while I...
So that was your thesis, was it?
Yes, it
the
was.
The application of quantum physics to cybersecurity.
I was actually part of a team, and we had some folks that would do, I guess in the broadest sense, all the science around the laser stuff. My contribution to that body of work was applying informatic techniques, basically computer algorithms, to extract out encryption codes.
But what's quantum got to do with it?
So what quantum does is two things.
Perhaps you better tell us what it is first. What is quantum? What do we mean?
So quantum
is Schrödinger's cat. Is it?
Well, actually, yes. I mean that's one of the evidences of quantum behavior. But quantum is the set of rules that governs behavior at the most microscopic level of nature. So that the level of photons, the most basic particle of light, or at the atomic level. And once you get down to this microscopic level, things happen which are very different to what occur at human scale. In the case of security in particular, two phenomena are leveraged. One is true randomness, because interestingly enough, to generate high-quality encryption keys, you need to have true random numbers. And to generate random numbers, we've so far tried to do that through software, but anything through a program, by definition, will have some kind of patternality to it. To get true random, you measure a physical phenomena. So we measure quantum effects in our case and generate very high-speed true random numbers. The second area where quantum can apply to cybersecurity is the ability to very securely transport encryption keys between two locations. So I can generate a key, imprint that on a laser, much like the types of lasers that are used in the NBN, for example, for optical communications, and transfer that to you. But what happens is at the quantum level, if you look at something, you change it. So if somebody tries to intercept these keys while they're in transit from me to you, we'll know and we'll discard them. We'll only use those keys that are not intercepted.
So is that the basis of your business?
That's how the business started off, Alan, and in an area called quantum key distribution. As we've moved forward, what we found was that market continues to develop, but perhaps at a little bit slower pace.
So when you started it, you were transporting keys, were you?
Correct.
At a quantum level.
Absolutely. Or actually taking the science, I was doing that, maturing the science, and then looking to build those into products. What we found, though, as a consequence, there were technologies that were embedded within this product, which had absolutely more market relevance here and now. And those were the random number generation, which could apply to conventional encryption as well as the ability to manage encryption keys. Because one of the big things that enterprises are grappling with in the recent past is that doing the encryption actually is relatively straightforward. It's almost mechanical once you've chosen an encryption system that you choose to use. The difficulty is in generating high-quality keys and managing millions or even hundreds of millions of keys. So that's the core focus of our business today.
But it's no good having a random number, a highly random encryption system if you can't unscramble it.
Well, absolutely. So that's why you need good encryption systems which can scramble the data. So while it's in transport, it is well protected. And then you have basically an unscrambler at the other end, which uses the same or related keys to unscramble the data and then hand it to the recipient.
So do you think this is where encryption and data security is heading, that it has to be quantum, or are we going to be able to just continue as we are?
Yeah, I think quantum will play, as we roll forward, a very important part in data security. Really, enterprises are coming to the conclusion that given the velocity and the complexity of cyber threats that we're seeing today, that you need a layered defense approach, which means you need multiple layers protecting your data. And one of the strongest layers you can implement is encryption. As we look into the future, quantum has an important part in delivering robust encryption.
But people and companies keep getting hacked.
Yes, they do.
It's happening all the time.
It really is. I think it's sadly almost a fact of life that we have to live in. And historically, what enterprises have done is they've tried to put these big walls around their IT assets and try and keep the bad guys out. Clearly, what we're seeing is that, you know, while you need to continue to do that, it is insufficient. And that's where, if you have multiple layers, or what's also known as defense in depth, one of the layers there is to encrypt the data. So if you have malware that is floating around within your networks and it's exfiltrating sensitive information, it's of no use to the adversary because it's encrypted.
So are you saying that people, the companies need to encrypt all their data all the time rather than just when they're sending it?
Correct. So data at rest equally should be protected.
But the companies aren't doing that.
They're not. And it doesn't have to be all the data that you have, but certainly that portion of your data which is sensitive. Companies are not doing that today. Absolutely.
You mean customer
right.
Names and addresses and so on?
Names, addresses, credit card, any personal details, health details, sensitive intellectual property, sovereign secrets.
That's a huge task.
It really is, but I think organizations are recognizing this, and increasingly they're setting about on a journey to understand, in the very first instance, what data they hold. And then having understood what data they hold, the next couple of steps are, all right, figuring out what subset of that is sensitive, and then figuring out from that who should and who shouldn't have access to that data.
So what is what you do different to what other data security companies do?
Mm. So there are probably two or three very specific elements that are quite unique about what Quintessence Labs does. The first is that we're, as we started off in the interview, using quantum effects to generate very high-quality encryption keys, stronger than what we have available today. The second piece is that we have a very capable, we would contend, the most capable key management software stack in the world today. So this gives you the possibility where you have large data sets to be able to generate and manage keys for hundreds of millions, even billions of individual separate encryption keys, and work in an enterprise IT environment, which typically is very diverse. You may have multiple different brands of hardware and software, and it allows you to work agnostic to the hardware software, work across this very heterogeneous environment.
Cybersecurity is a very competitive business now. There's so many businesses doing it. How's yours going?
Indeed. Ours is at a very interesting, I would say, a scale-up stage of the organization. taking deep science takes a number of years to mature the science, then do the engineering to get it to product, which is repeatable and scalable and cost effective. Over the last 3 years, we've really spent a significant amount of time getting the market product fit right, and now it is deployed across financial institutions, governments, defense departments, in multiple geographies around the world. And given the market context, which we see as being very positive, we're right in the midst of a very important scale-up phase of our company. And in fact, this year we expect approximate doubling in growth of our company.
Do you own the company?
The company was originally owned by the four people that had created the technology. As we've gone through and sought various funding rounds, we are now have a consortium of high net worths, as well as some institutional ownership of the company.
Right. And what about the IP? Does the company own it, or is it licensed from ANU?
A really important issue, Alan, and one that we had to work very carefully. So Quintessence Labs, or Q Labs as we call ourselves, does own outright all of the intellectual property that we have.
Did it have to buy it?
We have a licensing agreement with the ANU for some of the seed IP which came into the company. But over the last 10 years, of course, a lot of IP has been created. In fact, the majority of IP has been created within Quintessence Labs.
Right. But, of course, the original stuff is what you did while you were at ANU.
Correct. Exactly. Yes, yes indeed.
Very, very interesting. Thanks very much for joining us, Vikram.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me, Alan.
I've been talking to Vikram Sharma, who's the CEO and founder of Quintessence Labs.